Hello, hello out there. Wondering if there's anyone out there. I see that I've missed a few because of the connection, but today I'd like to talk about real life issues. Real life issues that everyone has. So if you'd like to join me, please join on in. I'm talking about real life issues, whether it's LGBT real life issues or just life issues for everyone. I think we're all one and the same when it comes to real life issues. What are we going to do today? How do we make it to our next payday? Are the people in our politics, are they realistic or are they out of touch with reality? Is my job going to lay me off? These are things that are everyday real life issues. Is my wife going to leave me? Is my husband going to leave me? Am I doing enough in our marriage? Why are we together? There's just so many issues that I hear from different people that are going on in today's society. What happened to just taking a walk is free? Obviously, I don't have that advantage to take a long walk with my illness, but you know, those who are able to walk and hold your hand of your mate, your spouse, your loved one, do it. Go to the mall, don't buy anything, just walk, holding hands. Sometimes showing person that you care is a lot, especially when you're in difficult times. And I don't care who you are, black, white, Rican, Latino, it doesn't matter. These are difficult times for everyone. And if it's not a difficult time, praise be. Because you know what? Your difficult time will come one day. The richest of people have difficult times. A lot of them have a hard time when the market crashes. Some of them kill themselves just because of that. The thing about us, we fall down, but we get back up and you just keep going. Sometimes it's almost like robbing Peter to pay Paul. I know you've heard that saying if you know about real life issues. So anyone out there who's going through a tough time, get creative. You know, you have your kids running around in and out. When they go to bed, you know, one of the things we used to do is we put a blanket on the floor, get some flowers from outside. You want to go to Hawaii? Okay. Well, I didn't have no sand in the house because I don't want sand anywhere on me. But some of you might like that. Put sand down. Doesn't have to be sand. It could be a blanket. Light some candles around. Put some Hawaiian music on. I want to why and put some slow jams, put some country, whatever it is that'll take you to that place of romance. You don't have to spend a lot of money. Go out and get some strawberries. Strawberries can be expensive, but just get one if you have to. Sometimes showing your mate just how much you care, rubbing their feet with oil. There's all kinds of things that are next to free that you can do to show your spouse, partner, lover, friend, wife, or husband that you love them. These things don't cost much. You probably already have the blanket. You probably already have a pillow. You might even have Vaseline or oil in your house. If you don't, go out and get some. Get something that smells nice. You can go to the Dollar Tree and get some little rub-on perfume. Something nice. If your wife doesn't like perfume, get her a hat. You can go to the Dollar Tree, create something. Sometimes it's not about what it is, it's the effort that you took to do it. Cards are two for a dollar, and they got some good cards in there. I'm going to tell you some ways to keep your spouse happy. And that goes for men or women. Because you want them to know that you're there above all the other people that are outside and that you're only caring about them. Make them feel special. Even when times are hard, make them feel special. You're getting home from work, you're trying to work to support the family, and you're tired. Both of you, you're both tired. Most times, everyone says this, oh, you have sex 18 times a day. Yeah, maybe at the beginning, but you're tired. You're working. things change. You have babies, you get dogs, you get animals. It's not like that. The longevity that's going to keep you together is those private special moments that you have together. You want those special moments to keep you in that relationship? You have to take time to focus on the relationship. It's not about buying things. It's about taking that time to care about each other. Waking up and saying, good morning, my love, before you go to work. When you come home, before you go to bed, saying good night and I love you. Those are the little things that you can do to help. If you've got issues, and you know if you have issues or not, you better work on them. You better get some counseling. You can go to a lot of places. I know it's free. It'll go by your income. It's hard out here. It's hard out here for people with mental illness. The way the system is set up is designed to fail. In certain communities, they don't even want to deal with mental health issues. Black community, Hispanic community, we always saying that's a white thing. And sadly, it's not. So many of our males are in prison because we don't believe in medicine. We just say that's a white thing. We ain't doing that. That's the truth. We have a stigma with mental health. And it's sad and unfortunate because so many people could be out here working and be productive and be good men and good fathers and good grandfathers and uncles and aunts, and instead they're locked up. And we won't get on the drug issue. We already know about that. That reaches all categories as well. And I think because it's hitting a good proportion of the white culture right now. I mean, it's really taken over. Heroin's been taken over. It's really looking different. Whereas crack, a while back, was taken over and we locked everybody up. And I see why some people are upset, because now it's like, we're not locking people up, we're putting them in treatment. We need our families to be together out here. No matter what the families are, everyone needs to get help. We need to turn this country around. We need healing for this country. We need healing. We need healing. This country is so far gone. We must heal. We must heal. We must make changes. We need reforms in the judicial system. We need changes in the family system. We need changes in the political system. We need changes in the health system. We need changes in the medical system. We need changes from the top to the bottom in order to heal. We all need to come together, do a powwow, as they used to say. Let's get together, have a meeting. Not just with the toppest, richest people in the world who don't understand the everyday struggle of life. Join us, regular folk, people who are in the struggle of the everyday life, who live with different things going on. And it don't have to be just the poorest folks either. It could be the middle class, it could be the poor, the middle, the high class. We already know the high class point of view. We see that every day. Give us a chance to help make some of these laws, to make them fair. Change is what we need. Change is coming, whether they like it or not. And we must do it in a way to where it's nonviolent so that we can get our point across. People, we have to come together with change. And the only way to change things in this world, in this generation, is through financial change. Hitting them where it hurts, in the money. When we realize that as a nation, I didn't say just a black nation, a Hispanic nation, a white. I said as a nation, we will move mountains. We will get a lot further. A lot further. When we stop buying certain things, we'll be able to change certain things. but it's going to take work, headache, heartache, back aches, but we can join together as one and not quit that judgment. That judgment, I want to refuse them because they're gay. I don't want to serve them. You know what? That's just a stepping stone for discrimination. So while you're all out there, Christians clapping and happy, guess what? There's going to be someone next. It ain't going to stop at just LGBT. Guess what? I don't want to serve you because you're black. They use the Bible for slaves. Please don't get it twisted and stop forgetting where we came from and the damage that it did. That's a step in the right direction. We need to remember how we got to the point of where we are. Damaging, long-term damaging. You all, please, I'm asking you, we must come together as one. And that alone is going to be a hard thing because everybody thinks one is better than the other. If we can all come and respect each other's differences and gather together and put our money and only things that we feel the money should go to so that they can start waking up and listening to us, we would be a lot further ahead in life. Our children are worth it. Our grandchildren deserve it. Our great-great-grandchildren are for the reason. This season, we need change. If there's anyone out there who believes in change, please, let's talk about it. This podcast, I want it to be about change. Change in every situation there is. Now, if your religion won't allow you to talk about change, then, you know, maybe you don't want to call this station. Maybe you want to go to a different podcast. I'm talking about change all across the board for everyone. So I might not be the right person for you if your religious beliefs are going to affect the way you change. And I'm not saying turn you gay or turn you lesbian or turn you bisexual. None of that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about respecting others' beliefs, period. I don't have those Islam phobias, gay phobias, Christian phobias. I don't have any of that. If you don't have any of that, come join us. We'd love to hear from you anytime. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.